Okay, there's a question here. Susmita Devidas says in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that whatever you think of at the time of death will determine your destination. Is there a difference in destination for initiated and an uninitiated devotee if they both think of Krishna at the time of death? The question is general, or in its general sense, is that the initiated and uninitiated devotees get the same benefit of their devotional activities. And thinking about Krishna is one of those activities. Chanting Hare Krishna is another. And of course, there are so many other devotional acts that we perform. And the answer is qualified quite a bit with Krishna's statement that one's degree of surrender and devotion also depends on the type of reciprocation that one gets from Krishna or the type of result that he gets. So in this case, well, there are at least two considerations. One is the initiated person and the other one is the uninitiated person. Why is the uninitiated person not initiated? If it's a circumstantial affair, then that's different than because one denies taking initiation. For instance, even we have so-called followers of Srila Prabhupada who don't accept the standard process of initiation, or in other words, the process of initiation. So they therefore then reject Krishna's instructions. So even though they may think about Krishna, they're not going to get the same result as those who think about Krishna but don't reject Krishna's instructions, which Krishna very clearly says in the Bhagavad Gita, upadikshanti te jnanam. That yes, you should take initiation. And of course, the example here is in relationship to the hunter Ekalavya, who worshipped Dronacharya. Dronacharya wouldn't accept him as a student because he wasn't a Kshatriya. He got a result by the worship, and in other words, he became a great archer, but then he lost the result. But in short, means he didn't get the result. Because why? Because he didn't accept the regular procedure. So worship, remembrance, bhakti, accepting guru has to go according to the accepted format. So then thinking about Krishna, and obviously thinking is just a word, but how the uninitiated person thinks and why he will actually think when he's received, not received initiation, that will vary. So the result will also vary. And the result can vary. Of course, one gets a positive result. There's always a positive result. But we see that demons who are killed by Krishna, they get different results. Some enter the Brahma Jyoti. Some get some kind of Vaikuntha liberation. Some even get liberation into Goloka. But they don't, and they're thinking about Krishna, but they don't get the same result as devotees who are favorably thinking about Krishna. So, there's one consideration. The other consideration is about the devotees who are initiated. Initiation isn't everything. What does that devotee know about Krishna? What is his mood of service? What degree of service has he rendered? Because all of those things will influence what it means for him to think about Krishna. Who does he think Krishna is? There are materialistic initiated devotees who don't even necessarily understand what it means that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others may think that he's a incarnation of Lord Vishnu. There are those devotees who worship Krishna in regulated devotional service, and therefore it's described that they attain Vaikuntha, or they'll go to Dwarka or Mathura in terms of the spiritual perfection or attainment that they achieve. So it's not all black and white. Just because yam yam bhapi gulam bhavam doesn't mean that everyone's going to the same place. Say, for instance, Goloka Vrindavan or Braj. So even the initiated devotees, based upon their level of realization, their level of Krishna consciousness, they attain a different destination. In short, it's not black and white, but rather one's level, degree of faith, one's degree of knowledge, one's degree of surrender, service, all of those things will determine what specific results one will get. So on one side, you could get the uninitiated devotee who has greater devotion, greater knowledge than the initiated, and he may get a higher result than the initiated. In other words, yes, he'll get the same result or he'll get more of a result. And from these combinations, obviously, there's other different potential results that different devotees will enjoy. So the at least conclusion there is that one should be initiated, but one shouldn't stop spiritual life thinking that initiation is everything, because in one sense, initiation may not end up being very much. It's a ceremony. Initiation means understanding who Krishna is, perfecting one's spiritual practices, going deeply into the science of chanting the holy names. Devotees who take devotional service very seriously, of which initiation is one part, they'll go back to Krishna. Otherwise, as Lord Kapila describes in the third canto, devotees may be initiated, they may be chanting Hare Krishna, and they may be taking birth again in the material world because they're not able to think about Krishna because of their improper execution of devotional service. So that's it, and we'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.